It is July 24. The war changes people very much. Someone becomes worse, someone better, someone turns into a different person. I mean, completely different from the one they were before the war. I see many people around me who have become more violent, who have become more angry, and at the same time, I see former cowards who are now risking their lives almost every day. I know people who, before the full-scale invasion, were just the epitome of greed and were ready for any meanness for their own benefit, but now they have given everything to the army and demand nothing for it. But for me, the experience of my former colleague in journalism who was drafted into the army a few months ago is the most telling. Previously a very open and cheerful person with a whole bunch of friends, after the draft, he very quickly turned into a complete recluse. He tries not to establish friendly relationships with people in his unit. He interacts with everyone, but he does not befriend anyone. He stopped all communication with people he was friends with before the army and even broke up with his girlfriend when he went to the army. He says that it is better for everyone. If you don't make friends with anyone, don't maintain close relationships with anyone, when no one will worry if something happens to him, if he is killed or taken prisoner. He is completely closed in on himself. In his free time, he hardly communicates with anyone. He became a person without emotional connections with other people. He is determined only for the war and his participation in it. Looking at it from the side, I can say that it looks very scary, as if he is preparing himself in advance for a worst, which may not happen yet. He is already a victim of this war, although he is alive, unarmed, and I hope will live to victory without problems. He is a victim because the Russians took away from him the joy of ordinary social life, the joy of communication with family and friends. You know, those who survived the First World War at a young age were later called the Lost Generation. It was implied that these people were so changed by the war that they always bear the imprint of this tragedy, that they are lost to ordinary, peaceful life. Well, now people of all ages in Ukraine are the lost generations. The war simply drove over everyone, crippled if not the bodies, then the souls of all Ukrainians. Our victory comes at a very high price, a large number of lives, entire generations of orphans whose parents die in the war, millions of crippled destinies. I am very grateful to those who continue to help Ukraine and Ukrainians. You are doing a very important and cool thing. You support people who need support like air. It would be indescribably worse without you.